بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جعفر تيار عليه السلام, son of Abu Talib عليه السلام. He is the first cousin of the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, brother of Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali عليه السلام. He was liked and loved a lot by the Holy Prophet. He is among the foremost who accepted the Prophet's invitation and to embrace Islam. Amazing reports can be seen from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding the virtue of Ja'far. In one he says, "People have been created from various trees, but me and Ja'far are created from the same tree." On one occasion, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "You, Ja'far, in creation and character are like me." From among the shuhada, the Almighty has selected four. Two of them are Ja'far and Hamza alayhim as-salam. These two are the witnesses of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. And on that day, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam will appear on a pulpit of Noor with Hamza on his right, Ja'far on his left, Zahra from behind, and Hasanain alayhi salam in the front. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam further says that me, Ali, Hamza and Ja'far have been created with the clay which had mercy upon. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, "The Almighty revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that I thank Ja'far for four of his qualities." The Prophet summoned Ja'far to inform him of the wahi. Ja'far said to the Prophet, "Had Allah not informed you, I would never have told." He then revealed the qualities that I never lied, never worshipped the idols, and so on. In the fifth year after Bi'sa, when the torture and harming of the kuffar was at its height, some of the Muslims came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and sought his permission to migrate from Mecca. The Apostle sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam allowed them to move to Abyssinia, where the inhabitants were Christians. Among those who migrated were Ja'far, son of Abu Talib, and his wife Asma bint Umays. Their son Abdullah is the first Muslim immigrant to be born in Abyssinia. Ja'far was the head and chief of all Muslims there. He protected, propagated Islam and helped the Muslims to the best of his ability. Amr As was seconded by the Kuffar of Quraysh to incite Najashi, the ruler of Abyssinia, to expel the Muslims. Ja'far, with all might and courage and wisdom, debated, recited verses from Surat Maryam, creating a revolution in all minds. Amr As failed in his mission and returned from Abyssinia. Muslims were granted immunity and asylum to reside indefinitely in this kingdom. Furthermore, the king embraced Islam upon Ja'far's wise invitation. It was in the seventh year after Hijrah, during the Battle of Khaybar, Ja'far along with the Muslims had returned from Abyssinia. On the day of the victory of the Battle of Khaybar, he came to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet walked 12 steps to welcome him. He was extremely happy to see him. He kissed his forehead between his eyes, the place of his sajda, and then said, "Wallah ma adri bi ayyihima ana ashaddu sururan bi qudum Ja'far am bi fath Khaybar. I do not know which joy to celebrate, the victory of Khaybar or the return of Ja'far." He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then said, "Shall I present you with a gift?" Those present there thought it would be the huge booty they had acquired in the war. They thought he will be presented with gold and silver. All were excited to know. But he, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, presented Ja'far with a heavenly gift and further said, a prayer. If you perform this prayer every day, it will be better than the world and everything in it. Had you fled away from the war, all your sins were as many as the sands in all deserts and in the seabeds, the Almighty will forgive you. He then taught him the famous prayer, which got known as Salat Ja'far Tayyar. Ja'far too gave gifts to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which he had brought from Abyssinia. Amazing points are to be noted here. Upon the arrival of Ja'far, the Prophet presents him with a divine gift. This shows the lofty station of a heavenly gift, which is prayer. A price paid by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam for the hard work of Ja'far in Abyssinia. A gift which got renowned by his Mubarak name. A gift which is practiced by the noble. So much so that Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam regarded and observed it and said, one who offers the prayers of Ja'far gets the same reward. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had mentioned for Ja'far and have further topped it up with beautiful du'as. Imam as-Sadiq alayhi as-salam says, one who offers this prayer every day, the bad done on that day will not be recorded. For every tasbih recited therein, a thawab will be given with a rank in the heaven. He further says to Mufazzal, should you have an important wish and you wanted it to be granted, offer this prayer and recite the du'as after it. Indeed, your wish will be granted. Ja'far was appointed the commander of the army sent to Mauta in the outskirts of Syria. Mauta then was ruled by Qaisar II. In this war, Ja'far lost his hands and achieved the lofty rank of Shahadat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the Almighty Allah has blessed Ja'far with two wings with which he flies in the heavens. It was for this reason that he is known as Ja'far Tayyar or Dhul Janahain, the flying Ja'far. Ja'far's son, Abdullah, husband of Hazrat Zainab alayha salam, says, the day when the news of my father Ja'far's shahada reached Medina, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came to our house to extend his condolences. He blessed us, placed his hand on my head and on my brother's head. He kissed us as he wept and said, Ja'far achieved the greatest reward. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam visited us daily for 3 days to condole us. To my mother Asma, he said, do not worry, as I will remain their custodian, both in this world and the hereafter. Among those who got martyred with him were Zayd bin Haritha and Abdullah bin Rawaha. This sincere companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was born in Mecca and was martyred in the 8th year after Hijrah. The graves of these shuhada, Zayd bin Haritha, Abdullah bin Rawaha and Ja'far Tayyar, are the center point of many visitors in Mauta in Jordan. Indeed, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, successful are the believers. وَسُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.